fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
The home of Jim and Martha Tarbuck had a snug and secure look, yet security was the one thing the aged couple lacked. After years of working to build up their property, they were about to lose it through no fault of their own. The loss seemed imminent to Martha when she looked through the window and saw two men approaching.
Jim, come here. Eben Chase is on his way here.
Eben Chase, huh?
Look out there. He and Sheriff Jackson are reining up.
Brought the sheriff with him. That makes his visit here official, Martha. Well, we knew it would come sooner or later.
Yeah, but there's a grasping old skinflint.
I know, honey, but he's got his rights and the mortgage is due.
Coming across the porch.
I'll let him in.
Howdy, Jim.
Hello,
Martha.
Chase. Jim.
How have you been, Sheriff Jackson?
Pretty good, Jim. I guess you know this isn't a sociable call.
The sheriff and I are here on business.
Won't you have a chair, Mr. Chase?
No, thanks.
Sheriff,
I expect we won't be here long enough to sit down, Martha. Jim, I reckon you know why Mr. Chase is here.
I expect it's because of the mortgage he holds.
It is. Have you got the cash to pay it?
Chase, you know darn well I haven't got the cash.
It's due tomorrow.
We know when the money's due.
You know the law, Tarbuck. Unless this mortgage is paid by tomorrow noon, I'll expect you to vacate this property. You witness to that statement, Sheriff?
Yep, I'm witness. But Mr. Chase...
Tarbuck, I'm willing to stretch a point. If you haven't got the cash, I'll take the pay in cattle.
cattle.
Huh. Well, it's up to you.
Mr. Chase, Jim's had some tough luck. You might make a little allowance, a little more time, maybe.
I just said I don't insist on cash. I'll take the pay in cattle.
You know what happened to me, Chase. You know doggone well that a pack of thieving crooks cleaned out my herd and hazed them across the Rio Grande.
That's none of my affair.
I'm not so sure about that.
What's that? What's that?
You wanted this land mighty bad, Chase. Knowing some of the stunts you've pulled, I know you'd stoop to doggone near anything to get what you want.
What do you mean by that?
I don't say you had a hand in the stealing of my cattle.
You hadn't better say
that. The fact is, I'd have been able to pay off that mortgage if the cattle hadn't been stolen.
Don't you make accusations against me.
Now, Mr. Chase.
I won't make accusations until I can back them up. But if the time comes when I can back up my suspicions,
You better look out.
Why?
Now, come on, Mr. Chase. We'd better be getting along. Came here to give Jim his notice. That's taken care of.
I'll be back at noon tomorrow. And if you're here, I'll have the law with me to put you off. Remember that?
I'll remember.
Goodbye, Jim.
Doggone it all.
Now, Jim, take it easy. It
makes me so blame mad. Think of Eben Chase getting hold of this property.
But you shouldn't have charged him as stealing our cattle.
I'll bet all I've got, even if it's not much, that he had a hand in it.
Well, being riled won't help matters, Jim. We can't do anything except move out. That's the law.
Move out? I can't believe that we've really got to leave. We've been here so long.
I know, Jim.
That rocking chair. I brought that all the way from the east 40 years ago. Put it by that window when we built this house.
We'll take our furniture, Jim.
It won't be the same. Won't seem right for you to be sitting by any other window. It's all my fault.
Now, Jim, stop blaming yourself. Not your fault at all. We'll find a new place and start all over again.
Start over? No, not at my age, Martha.
Nonsense. Years don't count for anything. It's the way people look and act, and you look 10 years younger than your years. How's our old prairie schooner?
I looked it over and cleaned it out. I reckon it'll carry us and our things same as it did years ago.
Well, then, let's start loading it up. Leastwise, we'll be up and doing instead of sitting and feeling sorry for ourselves.
Gosh, Martha, when you talk like that, I feel that maybe we're not all through.
Of course we're not. Maybe it'll be for the best to find a new place. Well, let's pick out the things we know we want to take with us and start loading the wagon.
A masked man and an Indian reined up at the top of a small rise that overlooked the Tarbuck Ranch. It was the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto.
Tonto, that's Jim Tarbuck.
Ah, that's right.
He and his wife are loading furniture.
Then maybe move away, maybe leave ranch.
But Jim's one of the first men to settle in this part of the country.
Maybe sell out ranch.
I don't think he'd do that. Place meant too much to him.
Then why pack things in wagon?
I don't know, Tonto. We're going to find out. Monsilver,
come up, scout!
Followed by Tonto, the Lone Ranger guided his great horse Silver down the hill and across the valley that had for many years provided lush grazing for Jim Tarbuck's cattle.
Oh, Silver, boy.
Oh, great day in the morning. Look who's here.
Hey, big fella. Hello, Jim.
I'm sure glad to see you. Martha! Martha, come out here.
How are you, Tonto?
Oh, me plenty good.
Martha, you remember the man that helped us out a few years ago?
My sakes alive, I should say I do, mask and all.
Hello, Martha.
I am glad to see you. My sakes, the things we've been hearing about the mass rider.
Thanks. We came to see why you were moving.
Well,
what's wrong, Jim?
Well, we lost the ranch.
Lost it? Oh.
I borrowed some money. Gave Eben Chase a mortgage.
Jim used the money to do a little fixing up around here.
There didn't seem to be no risk attached, but now we can't pay off what we owe because of some ornery cow thieves.
Did you say Eben Chase?
Yes, he lives over in town.
Cattle thieves, huh?
I've got a suspicion it's Chase himself that had our cattle stolen.
Now, Jim, you mustn't say such things when you can't prove them.
I'd like to talk to Eben Chase.
Do you know him?
No, but I've heard of him.
He has an office in town, deals in real estate and things.
I see. Come on, Tonto. Mount up. We'll visit that office.
Well,
city, big fella. Adios, Jim, Martha.
Move, Silver.
In town, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had no difficulty finding the office of Eben Chase. Leaving their horses in the rear of the buildings that fronted the main street, they entered Chase's office and found it deserted. They spent some time looking around. When they came out by the rear door, Sheriff Jackson was waiting with a gun in his hand.
Well, I'd get him up.
Hold it, Tonto.
Get him up and stand still. What are you doing in Chase's office?
We went there to talk to him.
He's not in there.
Yes, we found that out, Sheriff.
You were in there a mighty long time.
Were we? Well, you must know we didn't steal anything.
How do I know that?
If you saw us go in, you probably watched us while we were in there.
Yeah, smart, eh? Now we'll talk about that mask.
Sheriff, you know Jim Tarbuck pretty well, don't you?
You bet I do. He's one of the finest men in this part of the country.
And one of the first.
What about him?
I saw him a few minutes ago. He's packing up to leave the country because of a mortgage held by Eben Chase.
I know about that. He can't pay off the mortgage because someone stole his cattle.
He has suspicions.
So have I. Now, about that mask...
Ask Jim Tarbuck about the mask when you see him. Now, why does he suspect Chase of having a hand in the cattle stealing, you know?
There's been bad blood between Jim and Chase a good many years. Jim hated it when he had to go to Chase to borrow money.
I see. You know a man named Bristol? Al Bristol?
I've heard of him. Where?
What do you know about him?
I see here. I'm the one who should be asking the questions.
Isn't Bristol a pretty shady character?
So I've heard.
Did you know that he had dealings with Eben Chase?
Al Bristol did.
If you look on Chase's desk, you'll find a message from Bristol.
Hey, Thunder. Hey, Bristol's been jailed for cow stealing.
So I've heard.
And it's suspected he's going back to the same thing since he got out of jail.
It's not far from here to the border. He'd be quite safe selling stolen cattle down there. You know, there might be truth in Jim's suspicions.
Look here. Are you a good friend of Jim's?
I hope so.
If Bristol is tied up with Chase, that can never be proved.
Masabi.
Yes?
Someone come this way plenty fast.
Coming from the open country.
Well, that's Sam, one of my deputies. That's Sam. That's no way to push a horse.
Sheriff, come fast. It's murder.
What's that?
It's out of Jim Tarbuck's ranch. Jim Tarbuck has killed Evan Chase.
I don't believe it.
It's the truth.
Did Jim Tarbuck admit it?
Of course not. He denies no one anything about... Hey, that mask.
Why'd you say Tarbuck was a killer?
Because I saw Chase dead and Tarbuck was the only one around. On top of that, Sheriff, you know how Jim always hated Evan Chase.
Hey, you hold on. I'm still holding the gun on you.
I'll see you later, Sheriff. Come on, Toto.
Who is that masked man? What's he doing here?
Big fella. Hold still there.
Get him up.
Sheriff Jackson quickly forgot about the masked man in the excitement of a murder. He lost no time in saddling his horse and hurrying back to the Tarbuck Ranch to question Jim.
Doggone it, Jim. The evidence is all there. It's evidence enough to hang you.
I swear I didn't kill him, Sheriff.
Jim was right here with me. We were packing things in the wagon.
When did Chase come back?
I don't know. We didn't see anything of him.
He left with you, Sheriff. And that was the last we saw of him until we saw him stretched out on the stable floor.
He wasn't quite dead when I found him either, Sheriff. He kept muttering, trying to say something.
What was he trying to say? Could you make it out?
Sounded like L.
L?
I didn't shoot him, Sheriff. I swear I didn't. You've got to believe me.
What I believe don't count, Jim. It's what the jury says that decides whether or not you'll hang.
Jim, look.
The masked man again. Who is he, Jim? He said you knew him.
Sheriff, he's my friend. They call him the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? Well, now be hogtied. Jay, what's he doing over there by the stable? Seems to be looking around.
Thank goodness for that.
Why do you say that, Jim?
Because if he knows what happened here, he'll see that justice is done.
Then, on the strength of what evidence there is, Jim, I've got to take you into the jail.
Oh, Jim.
Don't worry, Martha. I'm not afraid of what will happen. Take me to the jail if you have a mind to, Sheriff Jackson. As I said, I'm not afraid now. The Lone Ranger is on my side.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story, the Lone Ranger and Tonto picked up a trail near Jim Tarbuck's farm. On the hard, packed ground, it was a trail that would have been invisible to others. It was a trail that headed due south, entering the shallow waters of the Rio Grande.
Easy, boys. Easy, boys.
The masked man and Tonto forded the river.
Come on, boy.
They rode for a short distance, then reined up where a small group of rurales were in camp.
Oh, Silver, oh, 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 fella. Easy. That's Captain Sancho.
Ah, not good. Him friend.
He's been on the border patrol for a long time, Tonto. You men know this border better than Sancho.
City, big fella. We come at siesta time. Men not like get off ground.
Sancho's just pushing his head off his eyes. I think he'll get off the ground when he sees Silver. Buenos dias, El Capitan.
Buenos dias.
¿Cómo está usted?
¿Cómo está, señor?
Where?
It is good to see you, amigo.
I'm sorry to disturb your siesta, but I'm in need of information.
Information?
Yes. Have you had any trouble with cattle thieves from Texas?
Cattle thieves? Oh, caramba. There are so many of them all the time I have trouble.
I see.
We'll try to find them. We'll try to catch them in the act of bringing cattle over the border, but... Ah, senor.
It's hard to catch them in the act.
Senor, it's impossible.
I suppose there's nothing you can do unless you catch the thieves crossing the border.
You're right, amigo. There is nothing we can do. The border is so long, we cannot watch it properly. And all the time, rancheros make angry complaints.
Oh, why is that?
These bad hombres sell cattle at such a low price... It is bad for El Rancheros in Mexico.
Captain Sancho, have you seen any cattle wearing the Lazy T brand?
Señor, I do not know. The Lazy T, you say?
Yes, that's right.
I will ask my men if they have seen such a brand south of the border.
And ask them if they know a man named Bristol.
What is that name?
Bristol. Al Bristol.
Ah, señor, the mask. I know him.
You do?
See. And as I think of it, I remember the cattle he sold was branded with a Lazy T.
Tonto, this is better luck than we hoped for.
Not right.
Well, what about that cattle? What of Senor Bristol?
The cattle were stolen.
Amigo, you say the cattle were stolen? That Senor Bristol is the thief?
Do you know where he is right now?
Si, senor. He's in Nuevo Laredo.
That's right near here.
Si.
Tonto, I want you to ride back to Sheriff Jackson.
You know your sheriff has no authority on this side of the border.
I know it, but...
Here in Mexico, where Senor Bristol has not broken the law, there is nothing that can be done.
We'll see about that, Captain Sancho. I think a lot can be done. I'm going to count on you to help me.
Lone Ranger gave Tonto instructions to carry to the sheriff, then talked at length with Captain Sancho, after which he removed his mask, put on a disguise, and rode into the town of Nuevo Laredo. It was a small town boasting of a single cafe. Al Bristol lounged idly in the cafe's patio. The cattle thief looked up in surprise when a tall man touched his shoulder.
Al.
Huh?
I think you're the man I'm looking for. You mind if I sit down?
Don't seem to matter if I do. You've sat.
You're working for the rebel army, aren't you?
Me? No.
Aren't you with the revolutionists?
I don't know nothing about them.
I see. You want to be sure of me before you speak.
Huh?
With your pocket full of money for expenses, you have to be very careful. So do I.
Now, see here, stranger.
Confound it, the soldiers have spotted me. I thought I'd gotten away from them.
You mean... Them rurales are after you.
Take it easy. Don't resist.
There they are. Arrest them.
Will you? Take your hands off me.
Will you?
Take them away.
Will you?
Try to make the escape. Shoot them. Let them out.
A fine kettle of fish. You got me into this.
It's too bad I made a mistake about you. You were the man I thought you were. We wouldn't have to worry about the firing squad.
What's that?
That man was supposed to have enough money to buy his way out of jail.
Oh, I see. How much cash was he supposed to have?
I don't know the exact amount.
Maybe I've got some cash.
Weren't you searched?
They searched my pockets. But a man could have cash in a belt beneath his shirt.
Don't know how I could have made the mistake. You're a dead ringer for the man I wanted.
Yeah?
A lawman here thought the same thing.
Let me get this straight. Unless we get out of this jail, we face a firing squad. Is that it?
We could get out. I'm sure we could get across the border where I have friends waiting.
You have friends waiting? How's that?
I didn't get the chance to tell you. I came south of the border to meet a man who had to be gotten out of Mexico.
Well, you met the wrong man when you met me.
If you brought us out of jail, I'd be sort of obligated to help you.
You're doggone right you would.
Trouble is, my friends might not feel the same way if they knew you were the wrong man.
Well, if I look so much like this critter, you thought I was him. So did the lawman.
We can try it. The guard's coming this way. You better get out your cash and we'll see what we can do.
I don't know how I got into a jam like this.
Quiet, here's the guard. Guard.
Sí?
I want to talk to you.
Hey, look.
You see that dinero?
Si, senor.
Well, it's yours if you open the door without making any trouble.
Senor, perhaps we should discuss it softly.
All right, have him reach through the bars. Good work. Get his gun.
I got it. Hang on to him.
You'll find keys in one of his pockets.
I got the keys. Just hang on to him. I'll get this door open in a jiffy.
Now, guard, you make a move and it'll be your last.
No, senor. Don't shoot. I'll knock him out with his gun barrel.
No.
That's not necessary. In you go, guard.
He's yelling. Let me shoot
this way. Never mind him. Our gun belts are on that table. Grab yours.
We didn't even need the cash.
Right.
I gotta hand it to you. You done that slick.
There's my horse. Not even unsaddled.
I got no horse.
Ride together on mine. You'll carry both of us. Steady there, boy. Easy, big fella. Come on, get up here behind me.
I'm with you. Hurry up, get going.
One silver!
Captain Sancho and the men with him at the prison laughed heartily as the Lone Ranger rode off with the outlaw. But Al Bristol didn't see this laughter. He didn't know that the bullets had been fired harmlessly into the air. He clung to the back of the mighty white stallion, thinking only of escape, and he didn't relax until the big horse had brought to a halt on the other side of the Rio Grande.
Hold over, hold up, hold.
By that time, darkness had gathered.
Now you can dismount.
Gosh, that horse of yours sure can travel. Is this where you're to meet someone with a horse for me?
Hey, big fella. Yes. Horse is right over there with a friend of mine.
Here, horse. Me fetch him over.
Good. Where's the camp, Toto?
Over this way. Got a small fire behind Big Rock.
All right, lead the way.
Huh.
Come on, Bristol. Bristol, I told you I was looking for someone.
Yeah. Someone that was mixed up with a revolution or something.
I think you denied being that man because someone told you why you were wanted.
Huh?
You know why I was looking for a man in Mexico?
No, why?
Because he had stepped out of line.
You mean this here revolutionist?
He was wanted so he could be punished. How did you know why we wanted you?
Now, hold on. I told you I was Al Bristol. I'm not the revolutionist you wanted. I never worked with the revolutionists.
You had a lot of money with you.
Yes, but...
You weren't going to admit having all that money until you saw it might get you out of jail.
Here, camp.
Good. Get down near the fire so I can have a close look at your face.
Look here, partner. You got me all wrong.
No, the more I think about it, the more I'm sure I've got the right man.
But no.
You had the money. You were in the right place. You can't prove your name is Al Bristol.
I am Al Bristol.
You better do what we're supposed to do, Tonto. I'll take those guns.
Now, wait.
Shove that iron deep into the fire, Tonto.
I swear you got me all wrong, mister. You can't go through with this.
You're not a revolutionist. Where did that cash come from?
I earned it.
Earned it? Didn't you take it for work you were supposed to do for the revolution?
No, I sold cattle. That's how I got the money.
Whose cattle?
My own.
What brand?
Well,
You said you sold cattle. You must have a brand.
We fix brand plenty quick.
No.
Is there a brand in your name, Bristol?
No.
Then whose cattle did you sell?
Now, look here. You're not a lawman?
Me? A lawman? Hardly.
Well,
What if I do tell you how I got the cash and it turns out to be dishonest money?
It's up to the sheriff to worry about dishonest money.
I was selling stolen cattle.
Stolen cattle? Whose?
Well, I worked for a man in town north of here.
What was his name? Come on.
His name was Eben Chase.
Eben Chase has been murdered.
Yes.
If you're the man who did that, I'll believe your story. I believe you got cash by selling stolen cattle. Otherwise, I'll have to think that you're the man that's marked for punishment as a revolutionist. If you killed Eben Chase, you'll know that the horse on which you escaped had one lame leg.
Yes, that's right.
Which leg?
It was the right foreleg.
That's a pretty good guess.
It's no guess.
Where was Eben Chase killed?
In a stable on the Tarbuck Ranch. I done it there so Tarbuck could get the blame.
Why?
Chase was a crook. He made me do all the work, then he wanted half the money. Well, I wasn't going to split with him. I got him to go to the Tarbuck Ranch, and I done for him. That ought to show you I'm Al Bristol. That should convince you that the cash I got don't belong to no revolution outfit.
All right, Bristol.
Now, are you satisfied you got the wrong man?
No. We have the right man.
You're doggone right.
What's this?
Get him up, Al.
Your card?
What sort of a frame-up is this? You told me you was a revolutionist.
Oh, you're wrong. I said I was looking for a man with a pocket full of cash.
Well, you tricked me. You tricked me across the border. You tricked me into a confession. Well, I'll show you. Give me that gun.
Look out. Not so fast.
That does it.
Good work.
He's your prisoner, Sheriff.
Yes. He confessed to the murder, by thunder. He confessed to stealing Jim's cattle.
I'd say the cash on him belongs to Jim.
It does, and I'll see that he gets it. By golly, it'll pay off the mortgage. It'll get Jim out of jail. It'll save his home.
Come on, Toto. Now go and tell Jim and Martha this will not be their last night on the Lazy T.
I wonder if Jim appreciates the kind of friends he's got.
Steady, big fella. Easy now. One, two, there.
Up.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.